Okay, let's begin. First order of business is to finish off Bishahaya. We're on the bottom of Tzadah Ches Mabez. We just read the Mishnah. The Mishnah, if you remember, had all the different cases, permutations of a group that lost its Pesach, and they either send each other to go find the new Pesach, or they don't. And the second half of the Mishnah spoke about what do you do if two Pesachim got mixed up. The rule being that you can never have a Pesach without one of the owners staying put. You can't have a Pesach without somebody nimna on it. So Tana Rabbanan, says the Gemara, according to Tosefta. Amar lahen v'amru lo, ocha ben arishu. So what the Mishnah say, that, and the Tosefta says it also, if they each had said to each other, take care of us, then they all eat it, they both eat from the Rishon. They both eat from the first one shechted, and the second one shechted is Yosef the Beis HaSreif, has to be burned. Lo amar lohen v'lo amru lo, but if nobody said anything to each other, eino nachron zeh lazeh, right? Then they don't, nothing has to do with each other, and they each eat from their own animal. Mikan amru chachamim yafesh shesika lachachamim. So from here we learn the fact that if they had said something to each other, one of the animals was going to be burned, and if they wouldn't say anything to each other, then both animals are fine, and you can each partake of they each can partake of their own respective animal. So shtik is better, right? Because if they kept quiet, if they kept to themselves, then there wouldn't be a problem. Again, there are a lot of makoros shkavachover. Let's just finish up. Chachamim, even wise people, shtik is good for them. Kavachomer latipshim, surely for those who don't use their mouth in the correct way, they should have shtika. Shnemer, as it says in Mishlei, evil machrish chacham yichashiv. When you have a fool that is quiet, he is considered a wise person. And this is what it says in Perkei Avos, v'lo basasi guftov yosef yishtika. Many situations in life, it's better not to say anything. The rabbi writes in Hilchos Deos, in Perek Beis, la'olam yarba ada b'shtika, v'lo yidaber ela o bedvar chachma o bedvarim shetzarech lehed l'chayi gufo. The person always has to be very measured in what he says. Amur al Rav, Talmud Rabbeinu HaKadosh, lo sach sicha b'teila kol yamav, v'zui sichas rov kol adam, v'yafilu b'sarech yaguf lo yarba ada bedvarim, etc., etc., etc. The Rabbi continues, again, we have to watch what we say, but that's always a good midah, to be shosek. Okay. Continues the Gemara. So two people, the Mishnah said, that got their karbanis mixed up. So what do? So they each take somebody from the shuk. They have a team up with somebody from the shuk. Then they switch. They send the other person over. They send their partner over to the other person. And then they say the formula of, if we got the karbanis right, then you're with me. If we got the karbanis wrong, then I'm with you. Says the Gemara, Leba Masis Delok Rabbi Yehuda. Let's say our mission is against Rabbi Yehuda, because there's a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Tatanya, Vivivata Bayis. Oh, I just forgot to mention what Aaron pointed out to me yesterday during the shiur. I misspoke yesterday. We spoke about how the karbanis that got mixed up yesterday were the Ola and the Pesach and the Asham. So I mentioned that an Ola is Zachar or a Keva. Ola is also only a Zachar. That's why it fits in. Ola is also only a Zachar. That's why it fit in. I thank you for correcting me. So Leib Masis Delok Rabbi Yehuda continues the Gemara. Let's hear our mission against Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya, the Brisa says, Vimi Bada Bais Miyos Miseh. If the house is too small, Miyos Miseh, what does that mean? Milamed, we darshin, shemis ma'atin v'holchin, that you can have less and less people on a carbon Pesach. Ubilvat sheyehe echad mibnei chabura kayam. Divir Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that you are required to have one of the original owners that stay with the carbon, one of the owners that were there at the moment that they bought the animal. It's not just, says Rabbi Yehuda, somebody, an owner. It's specifically you need an owner that was there at the moment of the buying of the animal. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yossi Ober, Ubilvat shelo yedichas v'atach kamo shehu. No, Rabbi Yossi says, it means that you can't leave a car pass up without any owners. So we say, doesn't our Mishnah fit into Rabbi Yossi and our Rabbi Yehuda? Because what happened to our Mishnah? Let's say two of us accept our psachim, so what do? We get somebody else from the shuk to team up with us, then we switch our partners, and then we say, if it was mine, if it was yours, if I was wrong, that the person who has this, who's the owner of this, is a new owner. It's not somebody from the original group, because there was only one person from the original group. So you see, the Mishnah must be like Rabbi Yossi, not like Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda says you need somebody original, which is impossible in this case. So Rabbi Yochanan, Afilu Tamer, Rabbi Yehuda. No, maybe even the Mishnah can fit into Rabbi Yehuda. Since we learned earlier in the Masechta, Adav Tzadik Aleph, that Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that you cannot shecht a karbon for one person. Hey, that's a separate, another machlokes we had. So therefore it must be that when this person, there's only one person on the carbon in our Mishnah, when this person is the other one on the carbon, it must be that they had in mind to put somebody else with him also. Because after all, you can't shaft the carbon al yachid. So therefore, ukeechar ibnei chabur adabi. So it must be that this extra person that's added can already be seen. It's like a braver type of issue. We can already see him earlier. So it's as if he's like a person who was there from the beginning. So the Mishnah can even be fit according to Yehuda. Again, it's an interesting machlokas to think about. What's the svar behind the machlokas? Do you need one of the original owners, or just an owner and owner? Is it a din of the karban? The karban cannot be left without a nimne, a manui? Or do you say it's a din of the bailim? You have to have one of the bailim who were there b'shas lakicha to stay there. Okay, so it's a machlokas to think about. Amar Rav Ashi, Masisa Dabi Daika, the Mishnah later on in the Mishnah also proves that it must be according to Rabbi Yehuda. Diktani, because the Mishnah continues and says, V'chein chabesh chaburos shel chabisha chabisha. The Mishnah gives a case where the same thing applies if you have five groups with five people each. So also there, their carbonates get mixed up. So you split every animal takes one of the five, and you do it that way. Says the Gemara, Shel Chabisha Inav Al Shel Chabisha V'Arba. Lo, what if you had five groups with only four people in each group? So why did the Gemara say that? Mishnah say that case and say you add on one from the Shuk, and then you continue. Why did it say that case? It must be it's not going to work because there La Bishub Delo Payish Chayvei Chabur Gabeish Rabina. Because there, according to Yehuda, you won't have the option because there you already have four in each group, so it's, you don't have this svara of hey, you only have one, so you can already foresee the next one being added. You don't have that svara, so that's why the Mishnah had to give the case of five groups with five each. Again, Rabbi Yochanan says this proves. Rav Ashi says that this proves that the Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda. Why is this Pesach Sheni? Pesach Sheni means because of the days of the Rishonim, and the Meiri even has this structure. From Perek Tabinishchat all the way until Bishahaya, that was really the second half of Pesachim. Arvi Pesachim, which we're about to start, was learned after the first four Prakim. That was learned after Dr. Zayin. That's why this was all Pesach Sheni. This was the second half of Pesach, but again, we have it, the regular structure with the Mishahaya. Okay? Erev Pesachim, Arvi Pesachim, Daf Samech Kesmah Beis. So just before we start, many comments, many people say that, it's right after Pesach. Oh, didn't work out. This could have been before. But we have to remember the Beis Halevi. Beis Halevi and Parshat Mishpatim, which I think this is at least a partial kiyum of it. It's not a full one, but it's a partial kiyum of it. The Beis Halevi Parshat Mishpatim talks about Nasa V'Nishma. That famous pasuk by Kabbalah Satorah, which is not in Parshat Yisro. It's at the end of Parshat Mishpatim. When the Beis Halevi says, what was the godless of Nasa V'Nishma? So the Beis Halevi writes that there are two parts of Kabbalah, two parts of Libra Torah. This is Libra Torah, two aspects of Libra Torah. Of course, the aspect one is Libra Torah, Lobada Baraz Lasos, to learn in order to know how to do. That's what we spend a lot of our time doing. And number two is Libra Torah Lishma. Libra Torah for the sake of getting closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the sake of understanding the Dvar Hashem. And there are many differences between the two. For example, he says women. Women are only obligated in aspect one of Talmud Torah. They only have to learn Eben Ezra, Choshen, Mishpat, Yoredeya, and Arachayim. That's all they have to learn. You know, Halavai, we should all learn that. But that's all they have to learn. Aspect two, they don't have a chiyuv to learn. They can if they want to, but they don't have a chiyuv to learn. That's so it's two aspects. Other nafkaminas as well. Bracha, what would a bracha, birchas haTorah, what does that relate to? But in any case, learning Torah Lishma is the aspect number two. So again, showing as thousands and thousands of Klal Yisrael start today, learning Arvei Pesachim the week after Pesach. So again, it is Lamaisa, it's going to be Lamaisa Mezrashem for next year, but it's also a partial kiyum of this Talmud Torah that's purely Lishma. So again, we all have the schus of the Mekayim Nasa V'Nishma, especially today. Okay, Arvei Pesachim. And as we'll see in Arvei Pesachim, somebody once said, the question isn't not what to say, but what not to say. And there is so much chock full on all of these dafim about Pesach, about Kiddush and Avdallah we're going to have, about Kiddush Malkam Suda, but we will try to get through as much as we can, and we'll try to cover as much as we can. Arvei Pesachim Samach Lamincha, says the Mishnah, Arvei Pesachim Samach Lamincha. So if you see the first word, this is called Arvei Pesachim, but our Gersa is Erev Pesachim. Erev Pesachim. So if you just look at the line before Tosfos. Tosfos Acherim in the Arvei Pesachim Nimsaim B'Sefer Rav Mordechai. So I know the last night of my Tuesday night shiur that usually when we talk about the Mordechai, we don't call him Rav. That's the only Rishon, I think, that we don't say Rav Mordechai. We say the Mordechai, let's look at the Mordechai. Everybody else is Zochet to have an appellation of Rav, Rebbe, Rabbeinu, the Rosh, the Rambam, the Ramban. For some reason, the Mordechai did it. So Menachem pointed out in the biographies, it says that the Mordechai was killed, and his Sefer was finished by his Talmidim, by his children. And when they put it out, they named the Sefer the Mordechai. So it's not that we're calling him the Mordechai, we're calling the Sefer the Mordechai, but really, as Tosa says, Rav Mordechai, Sefer Rav Mordechai. So if we're talking about the person, we should give him the title. Anyway, so there are different Gersos, the top Tosa points out, whether it should be Erev Pesachim, whether it should be Arve Pesachim, and what each one connotes. So Erev Pesachim, Samach L'mincha, Lo Yochal Ad Debat Shetachshach. So let's just first read the Mishnah, then we'll come back and talk about each line. So Erev Pesach, close to Mincha. The Gemara in a couple of, next week is going to talk about which Mincha this is talking about. Mincha Gedola or Mincha Ketana. Now Mincha Gedola is 6.5 hours, and Mincha Ketana is 9.5 hours. So when does this halacha apply that you're not allowed to eat? So the Rashbam here already alludes, it tells us it's Mincha Ketana. There's other aspect of Arvei Pesachim. We're going to have three Mefarshim on the page. Rashi, Rashbam, and Tosus. Close to two generations, but it's and also Tosfos on Arvei Pesachim is somewhat more of a Mefarish. It's not just like regular Tosfos, but he plays much more of a role in understanding of the Pshat of the Gemara as well. But not as much as Nedarim and others, but as we will see, we were doing a lot of the Rashi, the Rashbams, and the Tosfos. So Lo Yechal Ad Habashet Tachshach, a person should not eat until it gets dark. Number one. Number two, Afilu Ani Shebe Yisrael Lo Yochal Ad Sheyesev. Even the poorest man in Israel shall not eat until he does Haseba. We'll talk about what's the Havamina. Why not? And number three, for Lo Yifchasu Lo Arbe Abakos Zoyayin, also related to an Ani. We shouldn't make less to him, meaning the Gabbai Tzedakah, who's giving money out in order to support the Ani for Pesach. He should not give him less than 4 cups of wine. Va'afilu min ha-tamchui. Even if he's such a poor person, he gets from the tamchui, he gets all his food from the tamchui, he's so poor, we still have to make sure that he gets dalet kosos shel yayin. Okay, so let us talk about each of these lines. So first it says, lo yachal adam ha-tachshach. The person shouldn't eat until it gets dark. Why not? Why shouldn't the person eat until it gets dark? So, and the Gemara is going to talk about what's unique to Pesach, different than every other Erev Shabbos and Yontif. So go to the second Rashi. Lo yochal, kedesha yochal matzah shel mitzvah litei avon, mishum hidur mitzvah. I shouldn't eat so that I can eat matzah with a appetite, litei avon, mishum hidur mitzvah. Because that's a beautiful way of doing the mitzvah. Beautiful way of doing the mitzvah. Couple points on this idea. We usually know hidur mitzvah as having a beautiful esrog, putting a keser Torah on the Torah, having a beautiful klaf. So hidur mitzvah we usually know. Here we have a hidur mitzvah. You're not making the matzah any more beautiful. No, lo yochal ad shetachshach, you should eat matzah l'tei avon. So the Minchas Asher points out, in Simen Chafei in Shmos, there are two kinds of Hidr Mitzvah. There's a Hidr Mitzvah in the Chefza Shel Mitzvah, that's most Hidr Mitzvahs, is in the object of a Mitzvah should be beautiful, but there's also a concept of Hidr Mitzvah regarding the Maisah HaMitzvah. To do a Maisah HaMitzvah in a beautiful way, that also is a type of Hidr Mitzvah. There's not just Hidr B'Chefza, there's a Hidr B'Maisah. And he says, Matzinu, says the Rashi Weiss, Matzinu gathers at the Hidr B'Maisah Mitzvah, B'Shisha Makoros. There are 6 Makoros. Discussed this a little bit in the past, in a Tuesday night shiur. There are six makoros where you see Maisa Mitzvah come up. So we have Doli Hadar, which could say so specifically there are 6 places where Hidr Maisa Mitzvah comes up. So he quotes the Tosas and Brachas, which speaks about that even though you could be Yotzi Shmoneh Esrei through Shomea Kaone, still Kishaone Mamish Ika Hidr Mitzvah Tvei. And Hidr Mitzvah, how you say Shmoneh Esrei? Again, it's a Hidr of the Maisa Mitzvah. Number two is all Rashi and Rashbam. Rashi and Rashbam, where it says if you eat Mitzvah in a way that you're hungry when you eat it, that's Hidr Mitzvah. You're going to eat it, you're going to be starving, it's going to be wonderful to eat, so you're going to be, do the Mitzvah b'hislavos. That's a Hidr Mitzvah. He quotes again, in number three, in Baba Malikin, he quotes a Mahadrin, Malikin ner will call Echad v'Echad, right, by the whole Mahadrin. By their Hanukkah. Well, you have Hidr Mitzvah, it's more beautiful Chetza Shal Mitzvah by more candles. L'chora, the menorah is the same. But if you light more candles, it could be in the bais also there. Hanukkah is a separate issue of Hidr Mitzvah. But again, that also might be in the Maisa Mitzvah. And he quotes other Makoros as well. And then he quotes, where does this come from? There's a Rashi in Yoma. This is quoted by a number of Akronim. This Rashi in Yoma Dab Ayin, where it says, what's Hidr Mitzvah? Laharos Noya shall say for Torah, v'tiferes ba'aleha. shetarach lehisnaos b'mitzvah. That it's a, when you do, even by the chetzah shel mitzvah, it's showing that you are beautiful by doing the mitzvah in a beautiful way. And the Medrash says, by azek keli v'aveyu, havi na'e b'mitzvos, shehu noi la ha'adam, shemahadir b'mitzvos. Right, it's beautiful for the person. Right, that's hider mitzvah. So again, hider mitzvah in the chetzah, and hider mitzvah in the ma'isa. This is an example of hider mitzvah in the ma'isa. Yeah.
Usually by hider mitzvah, so you can do a lesser amount. But here it implies that.
So we're going to speak about that. That's Shabbos HaGadol with Tashi Gan. Right, we're talking about Shabbos HaGadol, but we're going to talk about that in a minute. But usually, you're right, hider mitzvah sometimes is an integral part of the mitzvah. Sometimes it's just extra, but you can do it the b'dieved way. You look at the Rashi, the beginning of Lulav HaGazel, Rashi says the psul of Yavesh is because of Zekhe Levi and Vehu. Right? So the Achor to point out, that's a Rashi that says hider mitzvah is ma'akev, because Yavesh is pasul. That's a hider mitzvah, the chefs shel mitzvah. But again, there are sometimes hider mitzvahs that are more integrated to the mitzvah itself and not. Another ha'ara, though, on this Rashi, I saw a beautiful piece of the Margolius Ashas from Rebbe Yo Fisher Shlita, the Rosh Kol Gur, Ba'artzos Abris. So says the, right, so it says here that if you eat the matzah when you're starving, that's hider mitzvah. Interesting, he says, if you look at about 15 blot, we're going to have an opposite halacha. What should you eat afikomen? When you're basically full. So you eat it, nechal ala sova, that's a beautiful way of eating the of the afikomen. So which is it? Is it beautiful to hider mitzvah to eat something when you're starving, or to eat something when you're come out full? It's like opposites. So he says, l'chora, he says, you would think even that eating it when you're starving is not such a good thing. Because why am I eating when I'm starving? Because I'm starving. I'm going to do it with shame mitzvah. Ala sova, I'm doing it with shame mitzvah. Here, but he said, "L'chora zeh mafchis kavanos ha-mitzvah sheyochal bishuv shu ra'ev lo bishuv ha-mitzvah." But he says, "Afal pikein, it must be that there's another side also that if it's in the eating, that's the hislavos that itself gives chashivas to the mitzvah." So he says, "You know, yeah, both of these aspects. You have on the one hand when you're hungry, you're eating it, and when you're almost full." He says, "What's the difference between the two?" He says, "The first one is talking about the mitzvah matzah. She eats matzah when you're hungry, and ultimately afikomen is in the ideal world is the carbon pesach." So he says, the matzah should be eaten when you're hungry, the pesach should be eaten echal ala soba, to make you satiated. What's the difference? Matzah is just flour and water. Nobody's going to be mezalzel and just go overboard by eating flour and water, by eating matzah. So if you eat it when you're hungry, that's going to be behislavos, and you're not going to stuff your face so much that you're not going to eat anything else, and you're going to have a zilzel to the mitzvah. That's why when it comes to the flour and the water, we go for part type one of hider mitzvah. When it comes to meat, though, you know, meat is something serious, something a piece of basar. It says that people are worried about zilzel. Right? If somebody is hungry, when they eat that, they're just going to, they'll be a fresser, and they'll be, as the Ramban will call, a novel versus a Torah. He says, and that's why, says the, we have the afikomen, the basar aspect, we go for nechal ala sova. While it comes to the matzah aspect, we go for the, eating it when we are hungry, l'tei avon. Okay, so that's all regarding that first Rashi. So, Erev Pesach, you don't eat until samach atzer techshach. Rashi says, for hider mitzvah. If you look at Tosfos, let's go to the fourth Tosfos first. Atzer techshach. Tosfos says, we're not supposed to eat until it gets dark. So this is an important Tosfos regarding the sugya of Tosefes Shabbos and Tosefes Yontif. Again, a lot of what we're going to touch on in Arvei Pesachim, we're going to allude to a lot of things that we've discussed in the past, but again, it's chock full. So try to touch on a lot of different inyanim. You can write it down in the notes to look into more on your own time. Makshina on Amai Yitzrach Achet Techshach Pshita. Ask Tosfos, what's the chiddush of telling me that you can't eat until it gets dark? Of course, when it gets dark, that's when the mitzvahs are. V'od, the begamar boy Shabbos is Rebbe Tovim, lok tani lei. By Shabbos and Yontif, it doesn't say the words Achet Techshach. There's an issur of eating on Erev Shabbos and Yontif, as we'll see, but this language of not eating until it gets dark is not used. V'yom harimi kervil, so says the Ri, the gabi matzah, dafka be'inin Achet Techshach. No, specifically by matzah in Achet Techshach. In other words, although every Shabbos and Yontif has an idea called Tosefes Shabbos and Yontif, you're allowed to start Shabbos and Yontif early, as long as it's after Plag HaMincha, and we do that many times, right, even on a regular Shabbos. Well, what's the 18 minutes? 18 minutes or the 20 minutes, whatever you do, that's before Shabbos, before Shkia. We're Mosif Mikodesh Alacho. That's a mitzvah d'oraisa, according to most. There's a big mystery. The Rambam does not quote Tosefes Shabbos. That's a mystery. That's why the language of the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Shabbos is Yesh Omrim Shem Mosifin Michal Al HaKodesh. And the Bureau of Lachat says Yesh Omrim, why? Because the Rambam doesn't quote it. But all the other Rishon quote it. It's a Gemara. There's a mystery why the Rambam doesn't quote it. But either way, that's a general concept. You're allowed to start Shabbos at the end of early. But you know what, says Tosfos? When it comes to matzah, there's a din of Lila. So even if generally there's a concept of Tosefes Shabbos and Yontif, which can make the day start earlier, but there's a din of Laila, and Laila is what's required by Matzah, based on the Pasuk. Kedetani b'Tosefta, as the Tosfos continues, HaPesach u'matzah u'marar mitzvah shem mishetekshach, when it gets dark, the time of mishen dechzeh, because it says, v'yachlos ha'basar b'layla hazeh, u'matzah u'marar iskishu l'pesach, aval su'udah Shabbos, if you have been tovim, matzi achaluhu mi be'od yom. But su'udah Shabbos and Yontif, you can eat it mi be'od yom, you can eat it from earlier, from on Friday, etc., etc. So again, this is a huge topic. We discussed this in the past. All the Akbarim discussed it. How do you, it sounds like from Tosfos, that without the special limud of the pasuk of Laila, that you'd be able to eat matzah earlier. Even though if you look outside, it might be daytime. Right? It might be daytime. How can you say it's Shabbos? It's daytime out. So the answer is because Tosefes Shabbos might not just be in terms of Isser Malacha, but it really might be that the calendaric day starts earlier. Again, there are Makoros on both sides of this issue. If you look at the Rav Elchanan here, Elchanan in the Kovach Shirim just points out this Tosfos, that it sounds like from Tosfos, that if you wouldn't have the pasuk, you would say Tosefes Shabbos is Mamash Shabbos. Yet you have other makoros that say otherwise. There's a Tosfos Ksubas on Daf Mem Zayin, which says, Ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. Ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. Tosfos says, that does not apply during Tosefes Shabbos and Yontif. What if you get married during Tosefes Yontif? Is there an isser of Ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha? Not mixing the simcha of Yontif and the simcha of the wedding. Tosfos says, no problem. There's no isser of Ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. So Esher Bochanan, no problem. What do you mean? I thought Tosefes Yontif is Yontif. Right, so this is this is a big issue. We discussed it. Many rabbanim discussed this on Shmidi Atzeres, because that's the big issue. If you eat, why do we wait? We're machmir for the sheet of the marshal that we wait on Shmidi Atzeres night in Chutz La'aretz to eat, because we're the halacha is to eat in the sukkah on Shmidi Atzeres night without a bracha. That's the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. So the problem is, if you would eat in the sukkah a little bit early, you're eating in the sukkah. You're saying Shmidi Atzeres achagazeh. But you're sitting in the sukkah. If it's still a Shana Rabbah, you have to say Leishav HaSukkah. Leishav HaSukkah is Shmini Atzeres. So you don't have sukkah, you got a problem. That is why the minhag of Klal Yisrael is to be machmir for the marshal to wait very late until it's Vaday Laila. But if you look in the Taz there, the Taz says, what are you talking about? Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yontif. It's Shmini Atzeres, period. It's not sukkahs anymore. So again, the Taz Marsha, there are other machloksim. Let's say you make early Shabbos. Let's say we make early Shabbos in the shul here. So when you get home, do you have to make sure? We start eating the meal. It's the light outside. Do we have to make sure to eat a kezayis of challah after it gets dark or not? Another machlok is Taz Marsha l'shitaso. Again, there are a couple of machloksim, but again, this is the main issue. How do you look at Tosefes Shabbos and Yontif? Rav Elchanan just points out from our Tosfos that it sounds like from our Tosfos that without the pasuk to teach me that matzah requires Vaday Laila, we would have said that Shabbos starts earlier. Yontif starts earlier. Tosefes Shabbos and Yontif, period, is a time when you can fulfill all the mitzvahs. Okay, that is the Tosefes, which Tosfos relates to. Next. So Erev Pesach, back to the first line of the Mishnah. So on Arvei Pesachim, you shouldn't eat until it gets dark. So back to the second Tosfos. Lo Yochal Adam. Tosfos wonders, what are we talking about that you're not allowed to eat on Erev Pesach? Lo Yochal Adam, says Tosfos. Pir Shafilus Pawel Umisha Matzah. Okay, even if you davened already, you still can't eat. So says Tosfos on the third skinny line, V'yip Tomar Umay Lo Yochal. What is the Mishnah referring to that you're not supposed to eat on Erev Pesach? Eat matzah. Is it that you're not supposed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach because you want to be hungry tonight? Afilu kodem nami aser. What do you mean? Only samach lamincha? You're not allowed to eat matzah on all day on Erev Pesach. Kidam rinan, as it says in the Yerushalmi, we mentioned this before a couple months ago, kala ochal matzah Erev Pesach, kilu bolar resasa beis chamav. Where the Yerushalmi has the mashal, if somebody eats matzah on Erev Pesach, it's as if he lives with his fiance that he's engaged to, before he gets married. He's jumping the gun. So the whole day is usher. So it can't be that we're talking about this sort of eating matzah, because you can't eat matzah the whole day. That can't be what the Mishnah is referring to. VBV Targim, but if we're talking about snacks, you're allowed to eat snacks. We're going to have the Gemara later on. So what are we talking about? So says Tosfos, we're talking about matzah ashira. Matzah made with something other than water, fruit juices, and matzah ashira, according to Tosfos, if you remember, matzah ashira, you cannot use for the mitzvah matzah, but it also is not chametz. So, that is what the Mishnah is referring to, says Tosfos. You can't, Meikra did, it's not chametz, so you should be able to eat it, but you shouldn't, ashetekshach. That's what Tosfos says. We'll talk more about matzah shir in a minute. Just one other ha'ara, Tosfos here quotes this mashal of kol, if you eat matzah on Erev Pesach, kubol ha'resasa b'beis chamav. So again, we're just one ha'ara on that. Rabbi Yosef Engel has it on this Tosa, so I'll mention it. There are a number of mafarshim that take this mashal and go to the next step. And that is, they say, just like an arusa is not mutter to her husband except after Sheva Brachos, so too, matzah is not allowed to be eaten until after you make Sheva Brachos on the matzah. What's Sheva Brachos on the matzah? So the Rabbi Yosef Engel first quotes the Ma'ari Vayel. So the Arusas the boy Zion Brachas. What are the Sheva Brachas? So he goes through Kiddush, Shechianu does not count because he says that you can say even Bashuk, and Boy Priyadama does not count because you just eat karpas for the kids. So you have Kiddush, Asher Galanu, Boy Priyagafen, Alatilos Yadayim, Hamotzi, Alachilos Matzah, and one more. And Asher Galanu counts as two. Right, because at the beginning of the end. So that's Sheva Brachas. So that's what he quotes. So you were thinking the conversation would stop here. Wow, okay, wow, Sheva Brachas. So he continues. He says, if you look in the Tanya Rabasi, they quote the same idea, but with a different seven. They throw in Shehechianu, they don't count on the Tilos Yadayim, they have a whole second grouping. And then Rabbi Yehuda himself says, Lule Divrayim, I don't think you should count Bari Priya Guffin at all, because many of you should say you shouldn't say, right, we said the Rush. The Rambam says you don't say Bari Priya Guffin on Kos 2 and 4, because he just said Bari Priya Guffin earlier. So he has his own counting of what the Sheva Brachas are. He thinks Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu is one of the Sheva Brachas. Either way, it's fascinating. They have all these different mafarshim that take this mashal to such, so literally, that Kabbalah results in Beskama, that you need Sheva Brachas in order to matah the matzah, just like you need Sheva Brachas in order to matah the Yerusa. Wait, that is Kaluga Rabbi Yosef Engel here, who has that discussion. So then Tosfos says they must be talking about matzah ashira. Just to remind ourselves, something that we discussed earlier in the Masechta, matzah ashira is a major machlokas rishonim, what the halacha is with matzah ashira. Matzah ashira is also meperos. Meperos, the Gemara says, meperos ein machmitzin. Meperos cannot cause chametz. What does that mean? So if you remember Shitas Rashi there, Rashi said meperos is not chametz in terms of being chayav kares, but you still can't eat it. So that, and that is what the Ramah paskin the Shulchan Aruch. Ashkenazic custom is to be machmir for Shitas Rashi, that we don't eat matzah ashira on Pesach. That is what the jet, unless somebody has a knee, if somebody's a zakein or a chola, they have to eat matzah ashira, egg matzahs, grape juice matzahs, whatever you, all these other kinds of matzahs, generally Ashkenazic custom is not to eat matzah ashira. The Shulchan Aruch paskin is like Tosfos. Like Tosfos, like the other Rishonim who say, no, maybe you're saying machmitzin means it's not chametz. You can't use it for the mitzvah matzah, but it's not chametz, so you can use it, you can eat it on Pesach. The Tosfos here says you shouldn't eat it on the Arab Pesach because you don't want to eat it before you eat the real mitzvah matzah. But again, that is the, just remember the general, the machlokas we showed him about matzah shira, machlokas haposkim, and it comes up, came up last year, when it talks, when we discussed what are you supposed to do on Arab Pesach that falls out of Shabbos, what do you do for Shalom Shudas? We have all the different shitas. Some say, so most eat two meals early in the morning. Some say just be yosi with fruit in the afternoon. The Shulchan Aruch says, hey, matzah shira, what's the problem? So the problem is, according to our Ashkenazi custom, we don't eat matzah ashira. So the question is, when we say we don't eat matzah ashira, did the Ramah mean only on Pesach, or did he mean even on the Erev Pesach we don't eat matzah ashira? So that's the Noda B'Yehuda Sa'ara. The Noda B'Yehuda said that even, according to the Ramah, you can eat matzah ashira on Erev Pesach. So that's why the Noda B'Yehuda says even Ashkenazim can eat matzah. That's why last year, many Rabbanim said, you could go like this Noda B'Yehuda. Even if you're an Ashkenazi, you can eat matzah ashira for Shalom Shudas. But again, others say no. Others say no. The Ramah says it. The Ramah is not machalik. So maybe you shouldn't eat matzah shira even on Erev Pesach. Wait, that's where the Magen Avraham quoted Rav Shmuel Yochai, who said he used to learn instead of Shal Shudas. And the Aruch HaShulchan points out that's not quoted in Hilchah Shabbos. So that's why one should not rely on that every week, because that is quoted nowhere in Hilchah Shabbos that you can learn instead of Shal Shudas. And the Aruch HaShulchan said, Asid Litein Es Hadin, for those who don't eat Shal Shudas, for those who don't take it seriously. Okay, if you're stuffed and full and you can't eat, so eat the mizonos. L'chad Kilo, the Shulchan Aruch says you should wash. B'di'evet, second level, mizonos. Third level, basar v'dagim. Fourth level, peiros. You gotta eat something, though. You gotta eat something. But that is, the learning was quoted in this impossible situation, or Pesach, fully on Shabbos. That is where the Magen Avraham quotes this Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Okay? That is related to Matzah Ashira. Next line. So, Afilu Anishim Yisrael Lo Yochal Sheyesev. Even in the poorest of Israel has to lead. Tosfos in Dibur HaMaskel Afilu says, what's the Havamina otherwise? Why shouldn't an Ani have to lead? So Tosa says that you would have had a Havamina that Hasebas Ani Lo Chashiva Haseba, the Ein Lo Al Mala Hasev. He doesn't have such great cushions. He doesn't have a couch. So you would think, what's he leaning for? What's he, Kamash Malan, he still leans. Unclear Tosas, what's the Kamash Malan? Kamash Malan, he has to go and get stuff to lean on? Or Kamash Malan, he'll lean on whatever he has to lean? Right, some posts can say that if you just go like this in the air, that's not called a seba. This is really comfortable. I mean, right, you have to lean on something. So again, some posts can say that you have to work out what the kamash blood of this tosfos is. But a seba has to be leaning on something. It can't just be leaning your body to the side. So even an ani should be Yisrael should eat until the mesiv. And the last line of the Mishnah, you shouldn't have less than, you shouldn't give him less than 4 cups of wine, even if he is eating from the tamchui, even if he is destitute, impoverished totally, even from the tamchui. And the Rashbam emphasizes this, that even this means, let's say the Baal Tzedakah doesn't give him. So you know what? The Oni has to go out himself, right? This is one of those mitzvos that you have to be shoal al apsachim. You have to go and beg and get and sell your shirt and borrow and rent out and do everything you want, everything you can, in order to get money to buy wine for the 4 cups of wine. So we mentioned in the past the tshuva of the Avnei Nezer. The Avnei Nezer notes, why is it by the mitzvos of Pirsumei Nisa specifically, one does not go by the regular rules of limits to mitzvos aseh. Usually I don't have to spend $5 billion to buy a beautiful esrog. To prevent myself from violating a los aseh, I have to give away all my money. All my money to Rahman al-Islam, somebody's having somebody's house and it's Shabbos. You can't be Michal Shabbos. What could you do? You have to lose. You could do a drabanan, maybe. You could tell a guy. But either way, to prevent somebody from violating a los aseh, you have to give away all your money. But mitzvahs aseh have limits. There are different rules and regulations for how much you have to spend on the mitzvahs aseh. But, says the Avnei Nezer, he points out from the Rishonim, if you look at the mitzvahs of Pirsumei Nisa, Chanukah, Megillah, Dalet Kosos, so there's no limit there. You have to sell the shirt off your back. So why is that? So the Avnei Nezer quotes the beautiful idea in Siman Tav Kuf Aleph. Usually, if somebody doesn't have money, so Hashem looks at you and says, nope, he doesn't have money, okay, I'll give him credit. It's as if he did it. That's called Ones Kilu Asa. What do you want from me, Hashem? I don't have the money. So Hashem, okay, I'll give you credit. But says the Avnei Nezer, if it's a mitzvah of Pirsumei Nisa, that's not just a Maisa mitzvah, that's a mitzvah that's supposed to achieve a result of being mefarsim what Hashem did. So you can't say there it's as if you did it. If you didn't get people to think about God, if you weren't mefarsim the neis, okay, we're not going to hold you accountable. But you can't be as if you got credit. So that's why Dafka, by these businesses of Pirsumei Nisa, you have to sell the shirt. You have to do everything you can, because you cannot get the credit. Kilo asa, but if just nanas. To call mitzvah, she'en mechuyiv lim kaksuso, etc. Mashiki Pirsumei Nisa, lefarsim la'achirim, umawa achirim b'machshavaso. What if other people care what you're thinking? Oh, you wish you could do it. Shouldn't matter. So that's what Avnei Nezer said. Dafka, by the mitzvah of Pirsumei Nisa, one has to sell the shirt off their back. Other Akronim, I heard this B'Shem the Rav, or Salvechik as well, and that is maybe by these mitzvahs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself went above and beyond for us. He went above and beyond nature. So we also have to go above and beyond in the mitzvah that parallels that nace. He did a nace for us, so we have to kind of do a nace for him. So that's a similar idea to the Avnei Nezer. So that's why you have to sell the shirt off your back, even if you do not have any money. Dalet Kosos of wine. Interesting, if you look in the Bavli, one more point on the Mishnah, and then we'll move on. If you look in the Talmud Bavli, there is no source given for Dalet Kosos. What is the source that you have to have 4 cups of wine on Pesach? It's nowhere in Arvei Pesachim. There are 4 or 5 different opinions in the Yerushalmi on this Mishnah. Right? The most famous one being what Rashi quotes here. Rashi quotes Dalet Kosos, the 4 Lashonos of Geula. That is, it's amazing. That is nowhere, heard a shiur from Rabbi Sachs, he quotes this, it's nowhere in the Bavli, as if to say it's not a separate mitzvah. It's only part of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And now we know, we got to Levincha. So just like many mitzvahs are part of the Sipur. But again, according to the Bavli, there is no separate makar. But the Yerushalmi quotes, maybe it's based on the 4 times it says the word kos by Yosef. Maybe it's based on the 4 cups of peranos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give to the Umas HaOlam. But Rashi quotes the most well known Arba'al Lashone Geula. The 4 languages of Geula. If you look in the Yerushalmi itself, the Yerushalmi doesn't say that. The Yerushalmi doesn't say Arba'al Lashone Geula. The Yerushalmi quotes the Arba'al Geulos. The Arba'al Geulos. The 4 redemptions. And the way the Netziv understands this Netziv I've quoted in the past, the way the Netziv understands this is that it wasn't 4 Lashonos of the same thing. It's 4 stages of the Geula process. There were four geulos here. Says the Nitziv, beginning of Va'era, to Muskal Pashadhu, she Efshar Litsayer, she Ish Hamoni, Shu Keeva Kenani, Omeid Ba'avodas Chomer, Ulevenim, Va'al B'meshach Mur Lamalas Yisrael, Roy Lamar Ravid Arsina. It's impossible to think that an Eved, who's such on a low level, right, Eved slave mentality, as we spoke about, could all of a sudden, in a little while, in a few days, all of a sudden be on the top of the world ready to have Kabbalah Satorah. It's impossible. It had to go in stages. So first comes Vahot Seisi. What's Vahot Seisi? Says the Nitziv, where the Avot, the hard labor, stopped. That was Vahot Seisi. And he quotes all this from Sukkim. That comes for Hitzalti. We were totally free, but we were still Egyptian citizens. Then comes Ga'alti. We weren't even Egyptian citizens. We were becoming Avdei Hashem. Finally, the Lakachti, we get the Torah. Really, it's four stages of Geula. It's not four languages that mirror the same idea. That's what the Nitziv says. This is well known. They quote this from the Nitziv. But if you look on the Me'iri on our Mishnah, he says exactly the same thing. The Me'iri on our Mishnah quotes a Medrash, Arba Kosos Elo Kenegat Arba Geulos V'inyin Lomar Sheko Achas Geula Bifnei Atzma. Mamish like the Nesiv. Rishon Geulas Hashibud, Geulas Shnia, V'Yitzalti Yevodasam, you don't have any Shibud, even taxes, V'Shilishis V'Ga'alti B'Zeron Atuya, that we're not looked down upon, and finally, Shalakha Ma'ol Am Kadosh, V'Rasal Anas Tarasa. So again, the Nesiv, whose roots are in the Me'iri here, spoke about the four stages of the Geula, not just four languages of Geula. Okay, so now we move on to the... one more point. We still have time. One more point on the bottom, second to bottom, Tosfos. Well, Yivchusu lo me'arba kosos. I said, you're not supposed to give him less than four cups. Tosfos says an interesting word. Lo yivchusu lo me'arba kosos. We shouldn't give him less than four kosos. Does that give off the impression that if a poor person has a family, you only have to give him money for dalet kosos for him and not for his whole family? Tosfos says you get that impression from the Mishnah. Because it says, lo yifchusu lo me'arba kosos. Hey, Tosfos says, hey, what happens on a Friday night? Kiddush. Not everybody always drinks the wine. There's a chachila for everybody to drink the wine. But what usually happens, the Baal HaBayis has a cup of wine. He makes Kiddush. What happens sometimes at a Kiddush? What happens here? So I make Kiddush, and nobody else drinks the wine. Right? Everybody else eats. So everybody's Yosei Kiddush. If you're not Yosei Kiddush, you can't eat. Right? Everybody's Yosei Kiddush. So too says Tosfos. Maybe that's the Dalet Kosos. Everybody's Yosei Kiddush. That's what it sounds like. From this, but Tosfos says he's not sure about it. Again, this is the issue. Again, the Achronim discuss how much is Dalet Kosos similar to the other cups of how much is Kiddush and Dalet Kosos similar to Kiddush that we make every Friday night? Do we say it's just like that? Those types of just like it's Kiddush plus, but it's nothing special. So then you might say that not everybody needs Dalet Kosos of wine. I could be yotze with you, or you say that no, this is a mitzvah of shtia. The Maharal on Tosfos says, what's the Tosfos talking about? This is a mitzvah of Shtiyas Hayayin, not a mitzvah of making Kiddush. How could you compare Dalet Kosos to the mitzvah of Kiddush? So that's why the Maharal says, I don't think you could have any. Tosfos isn't sure about it. He wavers back and forth. But the Maharal, in Gevurah Hashem, wonders, he doesn't even know how the comparison to take place. Just along these lines, yeah?
Yeah, but there's a mitzvah to drink it reclining.
The mitzvah to drink it and the mitzvah to drink it reclining. Right, so that's part of the Maharal's question. He says, how could Tosfos suggest this? There's a mitzvah to do it in a certain way. There's a mitzvah to drink it. That's why he assumes that you cannot compare the two contexts. And just one related point, yeah? You should give him less than that. Okay. So, but that's already assuming if it's okay b'di'eved. That's assuming that it's okay b'di'eved, which is a chiddush. Other achad the Maharal, I don't think can accept that even b'di'eved. How could he be yotzei? If you're an ones, you don't have. But how could he be yotzei with only through the Baal HaBayis? Related to this is another similar machlokes achronim on this one. This halach is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. So it says you shouldn't eat until dark. If you look in Shulchan Aruch quotes that you should not make Kiddush until it gets dark at night. That's what we do. We were machmir for the Shulchan Aruch. We all like the Shulchan Aruch. That you don't make Kiddush until it gets dark. Why isn't it? Why can't you make Kiddush before it gets dark? You'll eat matzah later. Why can't you make Kiddush before it gets dark? So there's a machlokas, the Mogen Avraham, and the Taz. Says the Taz, Let me just get the sheet this right. The Taz says, right, as explained by the Prima Gadim, the Mishnah Berurah quotes both of these in Tuf Ayin Beis, Sifkat and Dalet. The Taz says, you know why you can't make Kiddush early? Because there's a halacha of Kiddush B'makam Su'uda, as we're going to talk about at length in this parak. And Kiddush B'makam Su'uda requires that, another aspect of Kiddush B'makam Su'uda is that Kiddush must be made at the time when you can eat your Su'uda. And because tonight you cannot eat your Su'uda yet, you can't eat matzah until it gets dark, so that's why you can't make Kiddush yet. You have to make Kiddush B'makam Su'uda. That's the Taz. Well, the Magen Avraham gives a different reason. Magen Avraham says, no, Kiddush is one of the Dalet Kosos. All the mitzvahs halayla have to be done after Tzeis. So that's what the Magen Avraham says. The Magen Avraham says, this Kiddush is not like regular Kiddush. It has to be done after this is one of the mitzvahs halayla. The Taz uses a Kol HaTorah Kula principle, which happens to be different tonight. It's Kiddush B'makam Su'uda, so your Su'uda has to be eaten late at night tonight, so that's why you have to wait. Rav Schechter, in Eretz HaTzvi, points out on Lomai Nafkamin, he talks about this, and I heard B'Shem Amru that Lomai Nafkamina, between the Taz and the Magen Avraham, what if you have a real big chazan that's making Kiddush? So by the time he starts making Kiddush, it takes about 15 minutes to make Kiddush. So he's making Kiddush before it gets dark, but by the time you drink the wine, it's already dark. So if you hold, it's a din of Dalet Kosos. So the way Rav Schechter understands that, like the Magen Avraham, is that the mitzvah is the Shnias HaKos, not the Kiddush itself. So then, according this would be okay. You can say the Kiddush before it gets dark, you just have to drink the wine afterwards. But she according to the Taz, Kiddush B'makam Su'uda. So the Kiddush has to be B'makam Su'uda at the time. So that's why that wouldn't be good to start earlier. So again, but that's a machlokes through the Magen Avraham, the Taz, why it is that we wait to make Kiddush until after it gets dark.
But Kiddush is also sanctification of the day, which didn't start until...
It's exactly, but as we said, we can make Kiddush early. The day starts earlier. That's Tosefa Shabbos and Yantav, as we said. You can make Kiddush while it's still light outside, make early Shabbos. So Kiddush can be done. The question is, this Kiddush is unique. This Kiddush is unique. Okay, Gemara. So my Arya Arvi Pesach, Emafil Arvi Shabbos, Yom Tov, Emanami. What's the Mishnah talking about? That only on Erev Pesach, you shouldn't eat until it gets dark. Every Erev Shabbos, you have this halacha. The Tanya, as the Brisa says, Lo Yochol Adam Arvi Shabbos, Yom Tov. Min HaMincha Ulamala, Kadishi Kadish HaShabbos, Kshu Taiva, the Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda says, every Erev Shabbos in Yontif, you should not eat, so you go in with an appetite. Rebbe Yossi, Amar Ochav, Olachat Shetech, Shach. Rebbe Yossi says, no, you're allowed to eat until it gets dark. So what do you mean? Isn't our Mishnah, according to Yehuda, our Mishnah is not unique? So Amar Rav Huna, Rav Huna says, okay, you're right. L'tzricha el Rav Yossi. D'amar ocha b'hocha l'chad shetech shach. You're right. Our Mishnah's Chiddush is only according to Rav Yossi, who usually holds that you're allowed to eat all day on Friday and all day on Erev Yantif. Hani mili b'arvi shabbos is yomim tovim. So Rav Yossi only says that by other yomim tovim. Alo b'arvi Pesach mishum chiyuv et matzah moda. But in Erev Pesach, because of the chiyuv of matzah that you can eat tonight, moda, he's moda that you're not allowed to eat on Erev Pesach. If you remember, Shabbos HaGadol, we spoke a lot about this line, because there are many Rishonim, Rashi, the Rashbam, and Tosfos, who all hold that the Iker Mitzvah of Matzah is the Mitzvah of Afikomen. Right? And the earlier one is not really a Mitzvah. So the question is, if the earlier one is not really a Mitzvah, so why do you have to have an appetite to eat it? That's not really the Iker Mitzvah is the one that you can eat at the end. We spoke about that. Ayin Sham, sorry it's not on tape, those of you listening, but hopefully at one point we'll have to be able to touch on it later on in the parak. That's the answer number one. Rav Papa Amar, Afilatim Rabbi Yehuda. Second answer, this Mishnah maybe can even work according to Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Hasam Rabbi Shabbos of Yevon Tovim, Min Minchu Lamalahu Da'asr, Samach Laminch Hashari. Rabbi Yehuda, even Rabbi Yehuda holds there's a difference between Pesach and other days. On other Erev Yevon Tovim, on an Erev Shabbos, it's Asur after the time for Mincha. But not before the time for Mincha comes. Not Samach LaMincha. Only after Mincha time. Aval there Pesach Avilu Samach LaMincha Nami Aser. So the difference is on Erev Pesach, it's even Samach LaMincha before the time for Mincha comes within a half an hour. Second answer. Fine. Ask the Gemara Erev Pesach Samach LaMincha Shari. Erev Shabbos Samach LaMincha Shari. On Erev Shabbos before Mincha time, it's Mutter. Vahatanya, the Brisa says, Lo Yochal Adab Erev Shabbos Yom Tovim B'Teisha Sha'usu L'mala Fishi Kadis HaShabbos Shutayim Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda says you cannot eat from 9 hours. 9 hours is Samach LaMincha. That's not after Mincha. 9.5 hours is Mincha. So we have a sit. Well, how could you say that Pesach is unique, that Pesach is Samach LaMincha? We have a Brisa that says even Shabbos is Samach. Rabbi Yossi Omer and Olchav Olech HaShetech Shach. Rabbi Yossi says again, you don't have to worry about every Shabbos in Yantif. So Amar Mar Zutra, Man Leimol Ander B'Teratz Tehi, Duma V'Shabesh Tehi. Who says this last Brisa is authoritative? Maybe there's a mistake. Maybe it's not authoritative. Maybe there's a mistake in it. So Amar Leimol Reimer, V'Temer Rav Yemar, no. I was once in Shir by Rav Pinchas, and somebody got up and said this price in front of him. And he accepted it. In other words, he thought it was authoritative. So Yachi Kasha, so if it's authoritative, we're back to the question, how can Rav Papa give the answer for Rabbi Yehuda that our Mishnah is, that even our Mishnah can be even according to Rabbi Yehuda? The difference is between Samach LaMincha and La'achar Mincha. How could you say that? You see, even Shabbos is Samach LaMincha. El Machaverta Kid Rav Huna. So we say, okay, go back to Rav Huna's answer, which was that the Mishnah could only be according to Rabbi Yossi and not according to Rabbi Yehuda, and that is what the Maskan of the Gemara is. Okay, we'll stop here. And Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we continue in Harvit Sahar. Today's shiur was a Zechanishmas Yosef ben Svi and Moshe ben Svi.